Today on the TV Guy Hour.
TV Guy has been catching up on his loaded DVR and has plenty to review. American Idol went John, Paul, George, and Ringo on us again. And TV Guy has all the audio and reaction from the Fab Four wannabes. And two special guest stars drop by.
Now live from Boston, it's the TV Guy Hour on Radio U Boston.
Welcome to the TV Guy Hour on Radio U Boston. That's Radio YOU Boston.com. It's the TV Guy. Hey, how you doing? 2 weeks in a row. We're trying to get back where we once belonged. The TV Guy. Sorry, a little loud there. It's all over at myspace.com/JRTVGuy. We got some new blogs up there. We're frankless this week, but we have a brand new Dancing with the Stars review blog Frank just put up. So I got a couple things to get to. Obviously, we're going to once again get into our American Idol spiel. And I know I got some feedback about that. I'll get into that as well. Some people liking it. Some people thought it was a little bit much. But it's the Beatles. You gotta love the Beatles, one way or another. And I have some family members, some friends that were just very sick of what happened this week. But I'll give you my take and everything else that happened on American Idol as the show progresses. So let's get into a few of the highlights, I think, of this past week's television. And I'm going to let you know right now, I'm a little back on my FX shows. I know The Rich has premiered, and I'm really, really looking forward to see what this show comes up with this year. But I have to be honest, like I said, I just didn't catch it. I didn't get to see it. Wednesday nights are busy. You got American Idol, you have for 2 hours. Then you have Jericho and The Riches. So I just thought Riches is premiere, and I want to give it the right amount of time to sit down and watch. So I didn't want to just jump into it. So I went to Jericho instead. And my Lord, Jericho is just phenomenal this year. After last week's episode where they ended up killing people dying on the show, there is, you know, attractive women. That whole little thing with 100 reasons to watch Jericho was fantastic. And this week it just picked up. Basically, we're getting to, I don't know if next week's the last show ever. They did say it's only the season finale. Could be the series, though. You never know. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. But, man, this week's episode, Hawkins, was phenomenal. I love how Hawkins just walks into place, just gun out, pointing at whoever the first person he sees, and just he's ready. He's cocked. He's ready to kill. So I must say this week was good. I believe the name of the episode was Sedation or something like that. I'm almost positive. I'll just get into a little bit of things I can remember off the top of my head without even really thinking about it, because that's the way I like to do it sometimes when it comes to these shows. You don't always want to script it out, because sometimes then you'll overthink yourself. So after the killing of the Newburn. See, this is why maybe sometimes you should script it out a little bit. After the kill, the Jennings and Rawl leader, who's also Ravenwood, he was murdered by Stanley, shot him, and then they hung him on the Welcome to Newburn sign. And our number one favorite general caught him. And Jake ended up giving himself up so that Stanley wouldn't get in trouble. And he was trying to do a plea that he'll give himself up if they let all the other people involved free. Why was April there? Why was Emily there? What did she have to do with anything? Was she helping or hurting it? No, she was stupid. But you need to keep her somewhere in the storyline in only a 7-episode arc. So got to give her something and make her seem kind of cool. So Jake gave himself up. They didn't take the plea. He was put into kind of a holding for a couple days. And in his little stupor of being handcuffed, no food, no water, no nothing, could sleep only when he was allowed to sleep. He went into a stupor where him and his grandfather were sitting upon the farm back in, we'll just say back in the day, because it didn't seem like there was any, you know, aftermath of a bombing. And he was just telling him how he can't give up, that, you know, soldiers don't give up, that, you know, this is basically the start of a revolution. And it's just so cool to hear these things, because when you think about it, when you read history books or when you read history books, how, you know, you always thought, like, oh, this is interesting a little bit, you know, when these people, I'm talking about them like they're nobodies, but basically when history was made, these books were written for reasons. These books as kids, is when we grew up reading about, you know, the the different times of, you know, the British, or would it be, you know, when the colonies, all these different things when they were created, you got to think what this show is doing is basically making future history. I know that sounds weird, but it's showing that maybe one day you'll read a book, and it's one of those real world dash, you know, Jericho, a show on TV, but one day you will be reading about people that are these days picking up the scraps from things like 9/11, and some people's names that we might not recognize right now will be very famous because whoever writes these history books. I'm getting a little confusing, I understand, but I'm just saying, you never know in the world of Jericho that, like, Jake Green will be a big name in the history of this country, or wherever it becomes of this country, whether it be 13 states or back to 50, whenever this all pans out. But that's the thing about Jericho. When I first started watching it, and maybe if you're a fan, you'll get this too, I thought it was good, and I was liking it. It's no Lost, because I think Lost is just the premier show on television. And I was thinking, it doesn't have that pull to it, but it does have this weird, like, it's not like an A-tier show, it's like a B-tier show, or second-tier show. And I'm very excited every week that it's on, because it brings out this, like, weird historical, or, like I said, future history kind of feel. Like, this Robert Hawkins. Well, Robert Hawkins, I feel now, with the way the show's going, that Robert Hawkins will be this big name in history books for our grandkids, if this was real. So, once again, I know I'm balancing reality and, you know, fiction. But, once again, that's just the way the show kind of goes. That's the fun about television. But to sum all this up, the show has just been on a roll, and in the end of this whole thing, Stanley was going to give himself up, but he didn't, and we're basically going to see that there's going to be, the revolution will begin. Hawkins has a plan. This mysterious John Doe, who is seeing Hawkins, no matter where he is, he's going to come out, I'm sure, and we're going to find out exactly, he was the one who was behind this whole thing, so I'm sure we might get his face, I'm just assuming. And where this goes next week, to see where this ending all, where we're going to end, hopefully it's just a season finale, because I think the show should be picked up. I don't know. But it's just a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to see what they're going to do with this show. Because if this is the last episode ever, will they give it kind of like that twist, like it could be the last episode ever, or it could also be the season finale? It should be interesting, and I'm sure it's going to be a guaranteed you're not going to want to miss. And it'll be talked about. At least I'll talk about it. So I'm going to move on to the show I just spoke about a little while ago, about the premiere show, Lost. I've kind of been quiet about Lost lately, you know? And if you didn't know, today was the first day of spring. When I'm recording, this is also a Lost night. So I'm really excited to see what Lost comes up with tonight. The Meet Kevin Johnson, the Michael episode, see what happened. You know, I saw one thing in TV Guide, and I gotta say, I hate spoilers. I'm not gonna spoil you right now, but they need to give you a little more of a warning when you're gonna read things. They don't have to. They didn't give away any big plots. They just gave away a little bit of what this episode entails. So I don't know too much, but by the time you hear this, anyways, it will be fine. But I read something, and it just ticked me off, and I was like, oh. But just so you know, next week, how I've been doing these American Idol long, you know, dedicated things to American Idol and the pop culture, hopefully we'll have Frank back in here, and we're going to do a Lost recap of the past 8 episodes. We have a 5-week break, so we're going to give Lost some dedication over those 5 weeks, as well as getting into what's going to be coming on television, you know, the Dance with the Stars and all that stuff, but we're going to give at least a big dedication, a big chunk of the show to Lost, to go over the past 8 episodes, some of the more intriguing things that we learned over the past 8 episodes, as well as what we're looking forward to in the final 5 and what we believe will happen. And since I don't know anything about the flashbacks, we'll both make our prediction of who we think, you know, episodes that they'll show. And I don't have episodes named at this point, but maybe in a week we will. They're producing them now, so we're really excited. But Meet Kevin Johnson on tonight, or hopefully you enjoyed it by the time you hear this. But yeah, so we're going to put a big Loss, our second Loss spectacular together. And hopefully we'll have some guests on with this one, but there's no guarantees. So it'll either be next week or maybe the week after to make it a little better. But I'll let you know. You just keep it here, right here, to the TV Guy. So I want to talk a little Smallville now. So Pete Ross made his big return to Smallville as a road manager for the band One Republic. I love how they do that. You know, they just try to squeeze everything in at once. And I want to say it's almost amazing how they can do stuff like that. I know it sounds amazing, but how are we supposed to believe that happened? The guy went to Wichita, far from this opera, for Nevermore, forevermore. If you know the lyrics, what song I'm just singing right there, well, speaking, I'll give you $5. No, there's not a candy bar $5. I actually will, because if you do that, I'll do that for you. But no, you can email me that to jrtvguy@aol.com. But no, the show is just, it's one of those things that it's up and down. It seems to always have something there for you to watch and something kind of entertain you. But it seems like I said last week, the storylines just jump around too much. And like one minute you're focusing on Lana being with Lex. I don't even remember Lana being with Lex at this point. Like, or did I care about Lana being with Lex? Like, it was just a really strange storyline they put together. And I just don't know how the show does it, because they seem to quickly wrap up things and move on to the next. So it kind of reminds me of a lot of shows do it like that. I feel like a lot of these teen-based shows and teen dramas, which, you know, I'm a big fan of, is just that their thing is hit this storyline, quickly wrap this storyline up, move on to the next thing. And it's like, oh, because then you never really give that one storyline the real, you know, if a lot of people are really into that storyline, why can't they grab onto it a little more and give it a little more time to develop and get people intertwined and get people a little more excited and get into it a little more? But that's just my thing. And hopefully as the season moves on and there will be more episodes. As last week, if you didn't hear the whole strike reaction, should I say, you can listen to last week's podcast at jrtvmyspace.com/jrtvguy. And you can listen to the podcast and just give you all the rundown on every single show, when it will be back, if it will be back, and how many episodes they'll be come back with. There's a lot of interesting stories in there. But, you know, moving on, I digress. I'll have some more news about Smallville a little bit later on. Big Brother. Now, I don't really, not a big Big Brother fan, don't know much about it, except for the fact that there was a kid who I went to high school with on the show, and I didn't find out till maybe 3 weeks into the show. I've never watched it, so I'd love to get some feedback on that. Never watched a show, but a kid named Matt, who's on there, went to high school with me. I played high school basketball with him. He was kind of, you know, he was a funny guy, let's just say that. And it's going to be interesting to see his reaction to be getting kicked off. Because I guess I didn't realize he was on another show. I can't remember. It wasn't Survivor or anything, or Amazing Race, not Mole. Some other reality show he was on. I read his bio on CBS.com through the Big Brother page. And so it's going to be interesting. I'm going to try to get him on here. He's going to be the first guy that I think there might be a chance. Not that he's going to really remember me because, you know, of being the, you know, the big stud that I was in high school. But there was a chance he might, you know, we had some conversations. I wouldn't say, that's my best friend over there. Or that's a good friend of mine. This kid I went to high school with. That's the best way we can describe it. So I'll try to get him on here. I'm still waiting for that break with like American Idol for me to know somebody on there, but we'll see. I think, you know, he was on Beauty in the Geek. I don't know. We'll get back to that. But once again, I just want to remind you that we have a Dancing with the Stars blog up. It's up now. Check it out when you get the opportunity. I'm going to come back with our official American Idol review. The top 11, we know who the top 10 is. Did they get it right? Did they get it wrong? Will I, or will you, more importantly, want to go to this concert now with the top 10, now that you know who it is? We'll get into all that, plus many more, in just a few. It's a TV Guy Hour on Radio U Boston. We're back on the TV Guy Hour on Radio U Boston. That's Radio YOU Boston.com. Check us out. Easy. I'm jumping once again. That's not me laughing. I'm actually, the bosses are in. The bosses are in the house. We have Lauren LaRocque, you can hear every single day, as well as the big man, Peanut Butter and Jarvis.
Yeah, how are you?
Formerly our voice guy. You can hear him here and there. It depends. He's a busy guy nowadays.
Yeah, you know, I'm semi-retired, so
I'm
taking it easy.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Well, it's always wacky, and we're actually going to get into our American Idol spiel, but neither one of these folks have actually got to sing it this week.
No, and don't ruin it for me.
I'm not going to ruin it.
This weekend, tomorrow, it's all about TV for me. You know, Saturdays have become the TV tradition in the household where I have no time to watch anything during the week. Love the DVR.
And absolutely.
I watch everything, hours of programming all weekend long, Saturday.
I saw 2 seconds of American Idol.
Don't ruin it for
seconds.
Me.
Wow. Got 2 seconds.
No, I saw Irish chick. What's her name?
Carly.
Carly, and I saw the guy that did Across the Universe
Johns, my man.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to talk necessarily American Idol, but I'll bring up something that Peanut Butter just said.
Yeah.
DVR is the greatest invention.
It is.
It's up there. I honestly, it's up there with the toaster, because the toaster, what you can do is, if you have something that, like, you know, bread that's getting kind of old, you put it on the on top of it, and it toasts it, and it feels new. Mm-hmm. But no, the DVR, what it does, the DVR, honestly, like, if you have, like, 17 shows you watch during the week, who would watch that much TV? You know, who really does that? But no, what you can do is you can record some of it, and you just put it back. Just put it on the back burner. Then the weekend comes along, you don't have anything going on, you know.
That's great.
With your friends, family. You just sit down, and you get to watch things at a time, like a 2 o'clock on Saturday. What's on at 2 o'clock on Saturday? Really, what is
Candlepin bowling.
Yeah, seriously. And you get those guys that, like, think that's like a real sport. Like, those guys are the most energized people in sports. Forget about it. I've seen people hit home runs that don't get that excited. The guy only knocks out 9 pins, and
the whole place goes crazy at the Bowlerama in Haverhill. You know, they all go nuts.
That they do. But, so you'll sit there, and maybe you'll watch American Idol on a Saturday afternoon. Mm. It's crazy. Now, Lauren, being someone who does not have a DVR.
No, I'm old school. I have to either watch a movie on DVD.
Watch a movie.
Or I do a lot of on demand.
On demand.
On demand, I think, is greater than a DVR.
Really?
I do.
Okay. Well, it annoys me, though, because you try to keep checking it, and they add like one new episode every year, I feel like. It's really annoying.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But the cool thing about I feel like we're doing a commercial for the cable company here, but.
No, I don't want
to. No, bad. The thing about on demand is, you know, you can watch stuff you had no idea existed.
Yeah.
You go in, I was watching.
That's true.
X-Men. Have you seen
X-Men?
That? It's by X-Men. X-Men? It's by the people that did Ice Road Truckers.
Oh, yes. The guy, like, I cut my hand off. He has a legitimate, fake hand,
exactly.
A hook or whatever.
That's, I saw the commercial for that.
That's a great
show. I saw Truckers.
And I wouldn't normally, find that otherwise, you know?
Mm. I get what you're saying, because it's almost like
The Secret Lives of Women?
Yeah, it's a lazy man.
I haven't seen
that. Oh, God, you'll love that.
I'm sure I could be out. I could be out walking or volunteering at a, you know, a shelter somewhere, but I choose to sit home with my DVR and watch TV.
Exactly.
Downfall of America is the DVR.
The DVR is
and
really,
on demand.
And on, like the show, here's a show, for example, that I watch on demand. I haven't done too much on demand lately. The show In Treatment, I don't know if you've heard about this on HBO.
Mm-mm.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's about this like psychiatrist who people from like war come to him, and they just talk about like,
oh, man.
It's a real interesting show. Then it's 5 nights a week, and then on the Friday he goes to his therapist.
Oh my God.
It's therapist with on a therapist. It's kind of crazy. Tries to keep him sane because he gets so rattled over the week of all the stories he hears. It's a very interesting show, and it's on demand. There's like 40 some odd episodes.
That's
over now.
So
they did it for 8 weeks. Mm. It's very interesting. But you know what I just thought of, Peanut Butter? If you allow me.
Yeah, it's your show.
No, American Idol, you have not seen.
That's right, no.
And you have not seen.
Mm.
So maybe for the time being that while you are here, I don't have anything on here that, you know, could you maybe be teased at a few of the performances?
Sure.
Just audio?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well then, here we go. We're going to kick it off. I don't know what order these are in. These aren't the order of the show. I just kind of got them, and I'll just play them as they come.
Okay, sure.
Sweet.
So let's see what we got first. This is Rami Yale. Should have known better.
I like Rami Yale.
I think she's hot.
Yeah, I think. I think she is attractive, yes. I like her voice.
Yeah, she has a good voice. See, this is the best part. You can actually just take their voice from this.
I can see how she can be kind of annoying, though, after a while.
Yeah, she's like a 15-year-old girl, even though she's like 18 or 19 or 20.
Okay, good. You were scaring me there. I didn't want to be inappropriate.
No. That's why I didn't watch it, because the last episode was like a weird one. And they had like some other winner on from like 5 years ago.
Oh, Kelly Pickler. Yeah. You saw the results yet. So you shut it off?
That yeah, was it. I was like, what is this? Well, I didn't shut it off. My roommates kept watching it.
Yeah, I don't like how they bring back the old people that did really nothing. I mean, Kelly Pickler... She's really not done anything.
Terrible.
She has an album out, but it's not really sold well as far as
She's done decent. You know, where we are right now, we're lucky enough to have country exposure.
Yeah.
I think she's on our country show, by the way.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Our country show, Brendan's show?
I've seen her name pop up now and then. Yeah.
I like her, to be honest. She has some good hits. You'll see her. Wait until you see.
She has great hits.
Yeah, she does have great hits. She has some enhanced hits.
I mean, they're amazing.
I don't like
her voice,
dude. No, I'm not a fan.
So wait, now just listen to this real quick. I think... Okay. Let me think. This is the ending. So.
All right. At this point, I feel like taking that hook that they pull people off stage with.
It's the end.
I need some tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Oh. So neither one of you, seeing the performance, seeing what she wore, seeing how she moved around, I did quotations, not good on radio to do that. What did you think?
It was okay.
Is
you know, I wasn't really feeling it, dog. Yeah. No, it was okay.
Dog.
She, you know, it's funny. Her and Christy Lee Cook.
Oh, my girl.
Yeah, are great to look at.
Yeah.
I don't think that they really... I know you like Christy Lee Cook. You're a big champion for her. You say she has a great voice and all.
Yeah.
I really don't think so. You know, and you said, okay, you listen and you like doing it on the show where you play the song so you can hear hear the voice, but you're envisioning her as you hear it.
I envisioned that Ramiel performance.
Exactly. So, you know, you
but
can't...
But that's like... That's the business, though. If it's like someone extremely hot, like
yeah,
yeah,
and the perfect example, Britney Spears.
Yep,
her voice is terrible, and she's just hot. Well,
she
I don't
was.
Think she's hot, but yeah, yeah.
Everyone she just lost thought her head she was on hot.
Yeah, it's a little schoolgirl outfit. Yeah. Like, oh my god,
they knew what they were doing, especially then. But yeah. I think that's a great
and
point.
And that kind of brings it to a different part of things: is the music industry?
Mm-hmm.
Is it all about music ability, or is it all about marketing more than the actual, you know, kid? If they see somebody, are they looking at them and saying, oh, wow, they got a mediocre voice, but that look, because you know, in the earlier audition rounds, Simon a lot of times will say, you know, your voice is good, it's okay, but you just have this look, you have a look of a star, and he puts them through, you know. So
I agree. But here's the one point. We're talking American Idol here. And it's more, I really honestly think it's more about how you perform, how you hold yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really is about all your singing. Because no offense, you look back, we'll say this quickly. Taylor Hicks definitely wasn't the most talented one of that group. It was a very talented group, but he was the best performer. He came out every week and just like, he was fun to watch.
But
and that's what it came down to.
But check it, dog. Check this out.
Okay.
Look at the list of American Idol winners. Yes. Props and shout outs to my homie, DJ Milkman.
DJ Milkman, one up. One love.
It's just one. They
seven,
just say
seven
one.
Up. Seven up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway, look at who's won, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson, very attractive.
Ruben Studdard.
But no. But let's not go with Ruben,
I'm sorry.
Right? I'm making a point here. Kelly Clarkson did pretty well. Album sold very well. Arguably the biggest star to come out of that franchise. Carrie Underwood maybe a little more.
I think Carrie Underwood.
But that's more recently.
Okay.
You know, and they're in two different worlds kind of.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson, the first major one.
Yeah. Carrie Underwood, very attractive.
Oh yeah.
You've
seen her personally.
I have. She's very, very small.
Yes.
So you take a look at that, right? But then take a look at the other American Idol winners. Ruben Studdard.
Yep.
Big guy, not that attractive. I'm a big guy, you know.
Big teddy bear, but you're attractive. There's
well,
a
no, but you know that.
Oh,
and
I love
it. And
it's getting
Taylor
hot.
Hicks.
Yeah.
Not much sex appeal there.
Yeah, kind of looked like George Clooney. George Clooney was like, not George Clooney.
Neither of them, they sold terrible. Mm-hmm. Nobody bought their records.
Absolutely.
You know? So it kind of.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I see. The sex appeal, when it comes down to it, sex sells everything. Mm-hmm. Records, ratings, radio. Like, if I was a much better looking person, forget about it.
You know, I'm saying it now. If Sanjaya, like, who won last year?
Was Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks, okay. And she hasn't done really well.
No, not necessarily. I mean, she's on the upswing right now.
Yeah. On the radio.
She did the American Anthem, right? For the Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl, yeah.
But if...
American Anthem, I like that.
If Sanjaya, Sanjaya were to win, who arguably was terrible.
Yes.
Probably one of the worst, the worst person to make it to the final 12. If he were to have won, he would have multi-platinum selling CDs. I'll tell you why. Because 12-year-old girls love him. They think he's the hottest thing in the world. His personality. Mm-hmm. He's not a bad-looking kid.
No.
And he would sell tons of records because of that. You know?
I totally agree with you. And that's sad. Because that's this kid, David Archuleta, which we'll get to. We'll try to run through a few more of these. Is that the kid, David Archuleta, is just about a shoe-in to win.
Absolutely.
He's a little, he looks like kind of cute. He's little. Now, he's fun. He's got a good voice.
Danny Noriega got booted off the show.
I think we all kind of felt that one coming. I understand, but the sass. He had too much sass.
I think the sass would have helped him. I don't think Simon liked the sass.
Mm-hmm. This is the guy that's like, some people aren't liking it. Yeah, crazy
one.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. Whoa.
I think he would have done very well.
He would have. And he wasn't bad, actually.
No, he wasn't bad. And. The thing is, and that's why people kind of liked Sanjaya. I'm thinking that you know, just a shot in the dark. Danny probably wasn't into chicks. Okay, probably a fair assessment?
I think that's a very fair assessment.
Okay. But it wouldn't have mattered. The 12-year-old girls would have still dug him.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
because I'll tell you why, and he shares this with Sanjaya too. And with Clay Aiken,
Good old Clay.
They're non-threatening. You know what I'm saying?
I know what I'm saying. They're safe.
They're very safe. Okay, somebody like Daughtry, for example.
Oh, very like
somebody like image, like
Amanda.
Amanda. Somebody like what was the dude? Constantine Maroulis?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Back in the day, he was a good-looking guy. But he was just had that creepy, sleazy sort of thing about him.
Absolutely.
So Danny Noriega, David Archuleta, Sanjaya, Clay Aiken, they would sell tons of records because they're very safe, non-threatening.
And marketable to that age.
And marketable to that age.
Someone, I don't think any of us in this room are going to be buying any Danny Noriega albums.
Absolutely not. But
you're going to see, you're going to start hearing his songs and you might just be like, man, that's not a bad song because they're going to produce these people to be stars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's a great,
that Danny
great
kid, when I closed my eyes, I thought he had a really great voice.
Yeah.
He was the prettiest girl on the show.
Dude, he was hot.
We're going to go well then. Now hold that thought. I can't, don't know what to say about that. Let's see who we got next. Saisha.
All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're
here to stay. Which one's Saisha?
She's the African American girl.
She was on. She was the one who had like modeling
commercials
and stuff. She kind of had the curly hair.
Yeah. She's an actress. No matter what she does,
I've seen her on TV. I saw that.
That
ad before. She's mighty attractive.
I'm not a huge fan of the voice.
See, that's my thing, too. The Beyonce.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But they have to show their range.
Every girl goes into the auditions and is like, they do like the funky voice stuff. Just sing. We don't need the...
Yeah.
We had that before. Her name was Mariah Carey.
Exactly.
And one is enough.
Yes. Yeah. And she's going to be on this year, by the way, they announced.
She's amazing. She was on Saturday Night Live.
Ooh.
Wow.
Paul McCartney wasn't hitting those notes when he sang this.
It's up there, yeah. Jeez.
I bet he is now, though.
Oh, 50 million shy. It's almost over.
Love was such an easy game to play.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a... It's a very powerful and amazing thing that a human can produce that sound, but I just don't. Because it's not music to my ears.
You can produce some funky sounds after eating Taco Bell, too.
Yeah.
I don't like how she does this right now. Listen. I don't know what it is. I'm a Beatles purist. But he doesn't say yesterday at the end of the song. He just...
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes it beautiful and nice and simple. Mm-hmm. And but I understand. I've kind of come to the grips with the show. They're not singing this. If they're not,
no, they're changing
the way I look
it
at
up.
It is, I want it to either be do exactly what the song sounded like mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. do your own take. Don't mm-hmm. do that. Mm-hmm. That was like kind of like, I'm going to show you I can sing, but I'm also going to try to stick. I don't know. But that's yeah. just me. But well, I understand why they do it.
When David Lee Cook did that.
David Lee Cook, what are you, my father? Yeah. The only other person that calls him David Lee Cook.
I know. I'm saying that in honor of your father.
That David Lee Cook. I'll
David
tell
Cook, when he did old. That the last week, he did his rock version of what song did he sing? TV
last
guy?
Week he did Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, when he did the rock version, that was incredible. That was, oh my God, that could be on the radio today.
It really was. That was a hit. Especially he was fantastic.
WBOS HD1 Radio 92.9. MyRadio929.com could play that song.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's just see what we got next. We'll just keep rolling. I want you to hear these. This is a very interesting take. This is Jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi?
I've just seen a face. The time, a place where we just met. She's just the girl for me. And I want all the world to see we met. I might look the other way, and I've never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Oh, there it is, right there.
Country 102.5.
You could hear that on there.
Wow.
Randy made that comment that this could be a country hit.
That is so good. Representing the South.
Seriously.
There. Yeah. I totally can picture it. You know, you're down in Louisiana somewhere, and you got one guy with the jug and the other dude with the washboard. You know what I'm talking about?
Like the way he started last week, you know, when he was just sitting on the thing and it was like,
oh man.
He's doing something.
He's going to bring that back. That southern kind of I don't even know what kind of music that is. Bluegrassy sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be coming back, man.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I like Jacuzzi. He was one of those guys a couple weeks ago. I was like, I want this guy off the show. He's boring. He's trying too hard. Then he just came out with the bottle. He's just lightning in a bottle. I'll tell you, with his Beatles weeks, he is just killing it, I think.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. He's adding a lot to the show, and he's fun. Because you know what? Every week I'm going to hear somebody sing a ballad, or I'm going to hear somebody do something rocking. But to do both in one, 2 weeks in a row, he can't do it again, but maybe in a few weeks if he holds on.
Yeah.
Or did he even make it past this week? But I want to release that to Peanut Butter. So let's just keep rolling, see what we got here.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If he's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day, I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say,
hey! Hey!
You gotta hide your love away. How could he say to me, brother, find a way. Gather
There she is. That is my girl right there, Christy Lee Cook. I'm sorry.
So hot.
Obviously, you didn't see the performance. Attractive, yes. What did you think of it, peanut butter? We're both drinking the Kool-Aid.
It was all right.
It was all right?
It was
no,
all right.
No, I mean, I
a little pitchy in spots.
A little pitchy?
It kind of was like...
Those haze. They were very loud, those haze. I don't know. It sounded like there was a lot of annoying people in the
I was getting a Stevie Nicks vibe off of that.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird because she is not... she's like...
That's my chick.
She is so like not like Steve, you know what I'm saying? She's like Little Miss like 4-H FFA kind of vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's
or Little Miss like county fair pageanty sort of girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not Stevie Nicks. You'd think that she would be singing some Dolly Parton song on a stage in...
Yes.
In...
Dolly Parton will be on the show this year.
Oh, really?
So hopefully Chrissy will be there to see her. Maybe, maybe not.
Dolly Parton cool. And the girls?
Yeah.
And the girls.
The girls will be there. Kelly Pickle and the girls will be there. But, no, I really, like I said, I have been sipping the... Oh, yeah, she's a cough button. I have been sipping the Chrissy Lee Cook Kool-Aid, and I'm a huge fan of her.
Chrissy Lee Kool-Aid?
The Chrissy Lee Kool-Aid, yes, and her brother David Cook as well. David Lee Roth Cook. No, but I really enjoy her. I think she's good. I think she has the look. She has this kind of pure, like,
she
thing
has
that,
potential.
She has potential, and I think she is getting, you know, a little...
She's trying to find her voice still, I feel like.
She's getting a little bit of the rough edge from the judges, which can stink, you know, because that's kind of what it comes down to. That's what kids vote off. I don't care what anybody says. Simon Cowell is one of the most powerful people in America. If Simon Cowell said, vote for Hillary Clinton, guess who's winning the election?
That's true.
I really believe that. I'm just throwing that example because of you. I believe if he came out and said John McCain, Obama, Hillary Clinton, people would fall for it because people just listen to this guy.
They do, and people give him so much crap and are like, I don't care what you say. You're just,
you've never
stuck
sang,
up,
you know,
whatever.
Deep down.
You've only done the Spice Girls.
When he says something, it turns out that way.
He is. Like, I think that's a very underrated like profession in general. these record guys and people that find talent, they're very underrated because guess what? Somewhere down the line, someone found Bono.
Yep.
Someone found Sting. Someone found the Bruce Springsteens.
Milli Vanilli.
Someone found Milli Vanilli. You know, someone found Toad the Wet Sprocket. You know? Someone found...
Snow.
Somebody found the Red Hot Chili Pepper. Somebody found, like, you know, Sarah McLachlan. Whatever her name is. But you know what I mean?
Third base.
See, there you go. Orbit was found by some guy. But seriously, when you think about it, these guys are very underrated. Like, a guy like Simon Cowell. The Fray. See? The Fray. Enough. No, but seriously, these guys, like a guy like Simon Cowell, he is kind of, I don't want to say that you're a genius, but he's very knowledgeable and he knows what he's talking about.
Except
what?
Well, they have sold a lot of records. Il Divo.
Okay, that's another one,
but,
though. But they're not American. They're not trying to break through in America as much. If they try to, then we could crap on them a little more.
They tried.
But think about it. He had the biggest act there for a little while in the 90s. The Spice Girls were ginormous. Right now, they're touring, making millions of dollars.
You were about to say ginormous?
Ginormous. Yeah.
It's
awkward silence. Thanks, everybody. I'm just going to move on to the next song now, because that was weird.
About a lucky man who made the grade. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before, but nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords.
Pitchy dog.
Woke up, got out of bed, and dragged a comb across my head.
You were banging on the table with Skip TV guy.
Won the war, and by the news rise
having read the book. Read the book.
Huh?
That's Michael Johns with A Day in the Life.
Oof.
That haven't read the book. Yeah, his voice was off. He knew it. But, ooh.
I love that song.
A great song. One of my favorite Beatles songs. And well, he just didn't. Wasn't
his voice
working.
Was off, but he's steady.
Mm.
Like, what do they say about Johnny Cash? Steady, like a train or something. Like,
yeah, yeah. Dim, 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 dim. I know what he's saying.
Whoa, I didn't
cell
do it.
Phone.
Hey, that was a great ringtone, by the way.
Thank you.
I heard that on my go to my.
But yeah, he gets through the song like at a normal, like he doesn't.
Yeah,
and he has a great stage presence.
He's
amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Chris he could exactly.
He has this Chris Martin thing. He does the hand. He has the knee. He just looks like a pro. He sounds like a pro. He's probably not going to win the show because he's older. He's married. That always kind of seems to take people's appeal away.
Mm-hmm.
But he will probably make top four. I'm hoping. Top five, I think, at least.
Well, okay, let's, I know we're way out,
that's
and it's
okay.
Kind of like predicting the presidential election at this point, but top five people.
Right now?
Right now. Who do you think will make it to the top? No, top three. Let's
okay,
go top three.
If I was to guess, I'd say David Archuleta.
Yeah.
I'd say, I'm going to say David Archuleta.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of a girl who can really go
Carly,
all
Carly, maybe?
I'm going to go with Brooke.
Okay.
I think people like Brooke more. And I will say as my third wild card-esque maybe has a shot at it, I'll say David Cook.
Okay.
That's my three.
All right.
Does anybody else want to pick? What do you think?
I don't know any of their names.
Okay.
I'm not good at this.
That's all right. Chakiezi has a weird shot, too, but I don't
I
think he's
to
going to make three.
Chakiezi,
excuse myself for a second.
Okay.
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 Say hi to Mike for me.
Say hi to Mike. That's another one of our shows here. I don't even know the name of his show.
What?
What's the name of his show?
I don't know.
Mike's great. Check him out at radiou.com.
Radio U Boston.
Boston. That's Radio YOU.
Mike Boston. Mike does a show called Indecision Time on Saturdays.
Okay.
Saturday middays.
Indecision Time? That's what it's
Indecision
called?
Indecision Time, yeah.
Is it a political show?
No, it's music. It's...
Okay.
It's me.
Well, let's just get to the next performance. It's getting a little weird. Anybody from out of town?
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take this broken wing and learn to fly. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird. Dark black night. Blackbird singing.
All right, right now TV Guy is flying around the studio like a black. Oh, that's what you're doing, like a blackbird. I'm about to fall asleep over here, though.
I like how you almost knocked over that like $40,000 piece of equipment as you were flying.
I don't worry about it.
It's insured.
Dark black night.
So that's Kylie Smitson with Blackbird. So real quick, we were talking about this while I was playing, and I know this has nothing to do with the, you know, the audio of the clip, but throughout this whole week, because most of these were lower tone, I know we still have a few to get to, but what's with the swing of the arms in the crowd? Like, man, I'm feeling this. Blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, man, this is so deep. Carly, you see, oh, yeah.
I don't like that at all. I love the band Cowboy Mouth.
Okay.
But I was at one of their shows once, and they did this thing.
The ever-popular Cowboy Mouth.
Yeah, they're great, man. And they're like, okay, everybody be quiet. And get on the ground and like crouch down and you know all this like kind of funky stuff like that and I did it because everybody was doing it but
oh that's good to know you wanted
the people with the lighters and now it's not the lighters anymore it's a cell phone
baby cell phone blackbird
exactly and the waving of the arms and you know all of that stuff
I blame pot.
You blame pot for that?
Okay, yeah. Pot,
I blame drugs.
Yeah, there's a lot of drugs going down at the American Idol.
Seriously,
show.
A lot of those 14-year-old girls are all messed up on pixie
sticks. Well,
pixie
no, but like...
and no,
no
dose.
At a concert, when you see all the cell phones...
Yeah.
And let's say, okay, someone told me this.
Allegedly.
When they're high and they see all those cell phones, they're like, whoa, it's like some kind of crazy
Who was this, Eddie Vedder? Were you talking to Eddie Vedder or something? He was telling you, man, this is wild.
Yeah,
at
Eddie
Black
Vedder
Crow's concert.
Told me about it. No, but I don't know. It's just like you get really into it, into the moment.
Sure.
I don't understand it either.
And there's always that one I know this is totally going off the subject here, but there's always that one person at a concert. No matter what kind of concert it is, it could be like, you know. It
super fan? Are you going to say the super fan?
Well, it could be the super fan, but it's
I
like.
Hate the super fan.
I hate the super fan, but it's like an offshoot of the super fan, like the super dancer.
Oh,
yeah, that's the super fan.
Yeah. They're like going crazy. I was at a Paul Simon show.
Okay. Yeah, they all get wild at the Paul Simon show.
But that's
show,
my
man.
Point. They don't. The dude's doing me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
There's a lot of arms
and
waving.
He's like doing, okay, he's doing a Bridge Over Troubled Water, okay?
People are going, wow.
The slowest song, and there's this lady.
Little Green Apples.
Once again, drugs.
Has to be. Over on the side, and she's like, the hair's going wild and the arms and all that
and she's
stuff.
She's not even dancing to the beat.
No, she's not.
I know.
She's dancing to something in
it's
her own
alcohol
head.
Alcohol and drugs. That's what I'm saying.
It has to be.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to try to squeeze in a few more of these. I don't know where else we can go from that. So.
The long and winding pitchy dog.
Thought it was a chick.
Seen that road before, it always leads me here, lead me to your door. Many times I've been alone, many times I've cried. Anyway, you
all right, you can end it now.
Yeah, we're just gonna bring that one to a pause. Time-wise,
I'm at a loss for words, TV guy. That kid is annoying.
Okay.
And he's going to go far because he has a good voice. He's a young kid.
He's got the look.
He's got the look. The little girls love him, whatever. But he's annoying. He's like a precocious, he's like Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, Dakota.
And the part I don't like about him is, I understand he's 17, annoying. I get it, and I know, I don't know what I would be like at 17, but it's my job to judge.
Yeah.
In a weird way. I get paid to do this. So, here's my thing. You're 17, 19, but every time you hear somebody go, I love you, David, you're like, yeah, I love you.
And that's annoying, too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like the Melinda Doolittle of last year.
I was going right there as
Melinda,
well.
Jeez, you know you're good. People have been telling you you're good. Me, really? I was good?
Yeah.
Really? I'm 58 years old, and I'm good?
Yeah.
And she knocked that off when, excuse me, cough button there. I don't know what's up with me. I got this.
Hurry up, come on.
I need Mucinex.
Hi, I'm Mucinex.
It was much better once. I remember the moment Simon said, basically, you know, cut the crap. You're good. You don't need
to
be
that
like
shocked.
Woo, me.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, little David, you've been on Star Search. You performed in front of Kelly Clarkson. Your dad's, you know, pushed you into the limelight all of your life.
David Hernandez performed a striptease in front of you last week.
Exactly. On, you know. And you're good. I don't know where that came from.
But. I don't know either. But hold that thought. Once again, we're going to try to finish up. We got some good ones left.
That's dedication. Learning French just for you.
Seacrest out. Oh, my God.
Michelle, my belle, these are words that go together well. My Michelle, Michelle, my belle, sont des mots qui vont très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble. I love you, I love you, I love you, that's all I wanna say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you'll understand.
Michelle!
My belle. Yeah, this kid just didn't take it seriously. I like the dreads. He's kind of cool. He's got this weird Jack Johnson vibe.
Yeah, going, man, but that's cool.
Yeah, and I'm a big Jack fan, but, you know, I don't really. This kid's good. He's got a good voice. He's such a goon.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the dreadlocks, like, hey man, Goofy. He on the thing, you'll see it, and I don't know, you'll maybe catch it someday in the history of time. He was saying, "Oh, you know, I never knew he said my bell." Okay, well, thanks, Jason. Thanks for letting us in on that one.
That was his epiphany.
Yeah, he was. Oh, I didn't know he said my bell. I thought he meant like a doorbell, because my bell means I love.
All right,
but honestly,
go jump off the building.
Yeah, seriously. But we'll hold our thoughts on. Real quick, what did you get out of that?
A headache.
All right, so we're going to move on to our next performer. There's two more left, and we're almost out of time. Ridiculous, by the way.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
Yeah.
So nasally, it drives me nuts.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, her voice is just.
Little darling.
So I'll just pass right through her.
Aren't we? We're mean people.
Well, this is what everybody's doing. We're just luckily to have microphones in front of our face.
Exactly. We're lucky. Tripper.
Hey, Tripper. All right, so there, David Cook.
That was
Chrissy
awesome.
Lee's brother.
Love it, love it.
He was great. He did a little Vakoda, little Peter Frampton for you.
Yeah, it was really good.
He should win.
Yeah, he has a chance, I think. He has a chance at the top three, but we'll see.
He didn't, like, try to do anything crazy, but he still, like, rocked it out.
He rocked it out.
And this year, I must admit, and then, you know, we'll see who makes it, but they're bringing some rock to the show a little bit.
Yeah.
And you need
Granted,
that sometimes.
Granted, though, that's, like, a way better song choice, too.
Oh, yeah. The song choices, as you can see tonight, This American Week weren't great. They didn't do that great
sleepy.
This week. But we'll finish up with Amanda, then we'll come back with our final reaction, then we'll end this whole shabam of a show. Yeah, does that even make sense? No.
Shazam.
Okay. Shazam.
So here is Amanda Overmeyer.
Are you ready? Flew in from Miami Beach, B.O.T. Didn't get to sleep last night.
My mind, yeah.
Give me my Jack Daniels.
She's more of a Jim Beam, I think.
You know what this reminds me of?
What does that remind you of?
Of the Molly Shannon skit.
Superstar?
She's like, rolling on real
life. Superstar, isn't that?
Yeah, Superstar.
Superstar.
Dude.
He's taking his clothes off. Oh, God, it's hot in here.
Or she always does
she
that.
She rocked
like,
it out.
Rah,
she does
like,
a thing with her mouth.
Hey, yeah, her mouth goes to the side. Yeah.
Dude, that's
bang
bad.
Bang in the U.S. Bang. No, I thought she was good, though.
No, but she... it's good, but
he just bowed like a sheep.
It's not like
we were talking about this before. You cannot. There's only one Janis Joplin. You cannot be the next Janis Joplin.
Exactly.
You just can't.
But you can be the next wannabe Janis.
But
Joplin.
This,
if she brought that energy and that performance, because it sounded like she was really rocking and she was really into it, without the like, I understand she has a low voice, so do I. But it's like you can just rock it out with your own style. Like that's just too much.
She is like somebody that you would see, like, in a bar. She's
yeah.
Like, you're
drinking, right? You're talking about
yeah. Yeah. You're like somehow
out of the bottle.
Like
yeah.
in a crappy dive bar in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Or Spokane, Washington. But no, this is more of a southern thing.
I'm just throwing out there.
And you have been drinking Wild Irish Rose. All night.
Oh, yes.
And you wind up at this bar.
And there's this crazy chick
there. But she's like not a scheduled act. She was drinking at the bar all night. And then they say, come on up. Come on. She's real good.
Get over.
Exactly. And she puts on the show.
Oh, huh. God.
Wild Irish Rose.
Terrible.
Where did that come from?
That's a good reference.
I don't know.
Say.
I'm a huge Janis Joplin fan, so just for me, it's like offensive.
Whoa. We don't want this to get too deep. We don't want to get this too deep.
I'm just saying, like, get your
you
own style.
No.
Because, like, I'll sing a Janis Joplin song at the karaoke bar. I'll do it. I'll get really into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like trying to like, like my voice out. Like,
yeah.
It's not cool. Anyways.
Yeah. But no, I will digress.
Yeah.
American Idol as a show, here's a real quick 20-second spiel about the show of this week. Shouldn't have done the Beatles twice in a row. I think the people overthunk. I think that
overthunk.
Yeah, that was weird.
I think that what they should have done, they should have did Beatles this week, do freaking Mariah Carey. I mean, Beatles the first week, Mariah
Why
Carey,
do they have to
Beatles
have
next week.
Themes. I think that's stupid in the first place.
Well, it just, you know, a little bit of the money.
Well, it's the money and it's also an equalizer basically.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so it's 60s night or whatever, so everybody will have to go from the 60s.
No,
kind
I get
of equalizer.
That, but it's like if you're trying to showcase your voice.
No, I know.
Don't
that's,
you want to pick
I've been
songs
saying
that
this
you're
since,
good at?
No,
I've
but
been saying this since week one. Like the first time I ever started the show, why don't they tell them pick a song?
No,
we'll
but
make it work.
But showcase their voice. They don't want them to pick songs that are always suited for their voice.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see the versatility.
See what else they can do to see.
Yeah,
they
want to
show
that
they're not like a one trick pony. Like this chick.
is a one-trick pony.
Is a one-trick pony. You're not going to hear anything different. Right, it's all going to sound the same.
Absolutely.
And no matter what she sings, she could be singing Mary Had a Little Lamb, and it would be Mary Had, Mary Had a Little Lamb,
no,
New
Mary and the Whole Lamb.
Exactly. It would be the same. Now, the 2 week in a row thing, I don't know why.
Well, a little pitchy for me. A little pitchy.
The reason they did it, I'm thinking, is probably they spent so much money for the rights to this.
Most bang for your buck.
They want to get the most bang for their buck.
They're paying Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's playing me.
I agree they should have spread it out if they were able to do it.
Yeah, even do from 12 to 10. Not even have to do 2 weeks in a row. Because I just think, if I know I'm going into a competition, I'm singing the Rolling Stones 1 week. Yeah. All right, so I'm getting prepared, getting into the Mick Jagger in my head. Playing the song, sing the song. I'm lucky enough to move on. Then next week, we're going to bring back the wrong song. Then I'm going to start overthinking. Like, wait a minute. What did people like? I'm going to start research. I can only imagine what these poor kids went through. Mm-hmm. And kids, some of them are like 10 times older than me, but still. You know.
Well, what you do is in a few weeks, and it's total bull. But they
edit that.
But they say, we've gotten tons of cards and tons of letters and emails.
Exactly.
Everybody wants
such
to hear it again.
Yeah,
and it would have been great. Bringing it back for you. That's total bull.
Yeah.
But it makes for good marketing.
Not like the next night, like they performed, and it's like, oh, such a great night last night. We're gonna bring it back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Ryan Seacrest, and I'm the luckiest man in the world. And TV guy wants to be me. But yes,
he's so awkward.
He's the man. Well,
drives me nuts.
I just wanted one quick thing aside from American Idol. I love the show and I'm never going to stop watching it. It's the sad truth. Hot chick news.
Okay.
I just had to throw this in because it was a whole segment I was going to do, but not just hot chicks, but
news.
Yes.
Hot chick news alert.
Sarah Chalk, you know who she is? The girl from Scrubs. She was on Roseanne, the blonde from Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she played the daughter, right?
Yeah, and Roseanne for a little while. She was the replacement daughter.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, she is going to be guest starring on this Monday's How I Met Your Mother with Miss Britney Spears.
Ooh.
Both of them on there. I wonder how that's going to work. For a half-an-hour show, sitcom, how much can you really do with two kind of, I wouldn't say Sarah Chalk's huge, but, two, guest stars that you should give the proper, screen, to, what am I trying to say? Screen action, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Unless they're both going to be in, every scene together, it's going to be weird. Maybe
they'll do a lesbian scene.
Well, that's a TV guy hour. I want to thank Lauren. I want to thank Peanut Butter for coming on. I want to thank Hot Chicks, and I want to thank Lesbian Action. I don't know if I can say that, but we're going to go with it. And I'm going to play one of the greatest tunes.
You can say that.
One of the greatest. Well, you're the bosses, anyways. One of the greatest tunes.
You're representing, so it's okay.
Well, one of the greatest
TV
tunes.
TV guy and I were to talk about it, it would not be.
I'm just
be
saying
allowed.
That would make the ratings.
Yes, it
and
would.
And that would make the sense of
you
having
said
these
it,
two share.
I'm not saying it. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
One of the greatest tunes of the decade of the 90s, and Peanut Butter, this is a close song near and dear to our hearts. We actually heard this earlier today. So we're going to leave you with this. Have a great week. MySpace.com, /. See, look what you got me doing. We're all messed up. /JRTVGuy, Radio U Boston, Radio YOU Boston.com. You see, let me get to say something.
Boston Radio 929.com.
Yes, MyRadio929.com, GiveMyDamnMusic.com. There's so many websites. If you heard any of them, go to them. That's all I can say. So let's get the hell out of here.
Nothing so loud, searing when we lie. Truth is not kind, and you said neither am I. And the air outside so loud.